Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Janet Christie's here. Janet's an 11-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? She's been hanging out with us a long time. We got her right out of high school. She's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, and she's our good friend. Janet Christie, welcome back.
And you make me feel good. You said I was just out of high school.
Just out of high school. That's right.
And I was sitting here thinking, that's longer than my grandchildren are old.
Yeah, well, so you those are the ones you adopted, though, right?
Oh, yes.
Hey, Janet, it's good to have you back. So you've got an interesting thought for us today. You're working with decision makers, people who are giving their time and their money to a benevolent organization. You learned a lot about how they make their decisions, didn't you?
I did. And, you know, I do work with small businesses, but I also work with organizations that work with them on different things, including workforce development.
Right.
And been doing a project lately for United Way here in Spartanburg that has to do with workforce development. So I got to interact with corporations and with small businesses. And sometimes you see why corporations are so successful and why some small businesses struggle, because they don't understand who their customer is and what that customer is about.
Yeah, you can't, these days especially, where you've got competition coming from the parking lot on the other side of left field. When you got competition coming from those directions, industries, or I should say sources that aren't even part of your industry, you can't be squishy about who your profile customer is, can you?
No, and competition doesn't just come from people who sell or provide the same thing you do. Competition comes for the dollars being spent.
That's right.
So people can have to spend the dollars on something else and not be able to buy what you provide.
That's right. That's a different layer of competition. Exactly. I call that asymmetrical disruption. You know, the symmetrical disruption is where somebody goes to another movie instead of your movie, or they buy a set of tires from Walmart instead of from you. But asymmetrical is what you were talking about, where there's no way for you to anticipate that's how your money got away.
Right. And if you don't know who your customer is and their buying criteria and what else is going on, you may miss even seeing that it was spent somewhere else.
Right, right. So what did you learn about these guys?
Well, BMW and Michelin had their headquarters here. So we were talking with them, with their HR people, about workforce development. And it just reminded me that they know who their customers are.
Mm-hmm.
BMW talks about performance, and they have a museum here, and it's an event space that people can rent, and that's where you check in to do the tour of their factory.
Mm-hmm.
They actually do a BMW tour.
Hmm.
And you know what? They have a gift shop in there, and people buy things with BMW emblem on them.
Even if they don't have a BMW, right?
Right. But then when they wear them, people don't know they don't have a BMW. So they know how to appeal. And when I was working more closely with the Women's Business Center here in South Carolina, they allowed us to host the Christmas event there. And we had to do that event at a certain level of performance, because they operate at a certain level of performance. And I have been told, well, that's not quite up to BMW standards.
Mm-hmm.
For some food we wanted to have, or something that we were thinking about doing at the event. So they understand that their customer wants a certain level of performance in the car, mm-hmm. but also that brand includes, shall we say, a little bit of elitism.
What it is. No, there's no question about it. But it also is that they know that they're seen as an elite product, a high performance, high quality product. And if they associate with anything that's less than that, then it reflects on them. They know better than that.
Right. Because they understand their customer and they've chosen to appeal to that.
I mean, if you're a vendor in that museum selling soup, they don't want somebody to say, "We went to the BMW museum. The soup was awful."
No.
Even though people know BMW doesn't make soup, they don't want to hear that. They don't want that out there.
Right. They want it to be up to their standards.
Right. And that's an important lesson for small businesses, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because on the other end of the scale, we've been working or getting information from child care providers. And, again, when I was doing more work with the Women's Business Center, we had a lot of seminars and workshops and then one-on-one counseling. And I would – almost every workshop we ever had, there was somebody that came that wanted to start a child care center or an after-school program. But they were way more interested in – saving the world and saving the children and
right.
understanding who their customers were. Now, I know a lot of children need saving. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But you can't save the children if you don't get them into your child development center or your after-school program. And a lot of them don't understand that the parent is still their customer. The child is who is the end user.
Right.
The parent is too. The same, I had people that wanted to start a program or a business that provided parties for children.
Right.
And it took me a while to convince them that the parent was the main customer
mm-hmm.
because they pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, you have to appeal to the child.
It's just it's just like when you walk into a corporation, a plant, and you're dealing with the purchasing agent or somebody like that. If you don't know that that person is not making the decision, then you're going to do a lot of dancing around with them, and somebody else is going to get the business.
You're snoozing the wrong person.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. Janet Christie and I will be right back. Leverageanddevelopment.com, is that right, Janet?
Yes.
Leverageanddevelopment.com. Her books are there and all the things that she does. Her writing, you'll be smarter when you go there. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.